Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Black History Month. Mo was telling us yesterday why it's so important to support Black-owned businesses.
You support Black-owned businesses and know that it goes a lot further than that. It actually goes into the Black communities. You're creating opportunities for more Black entrepreneurship, which is very rare. And in helping the Black communities, you are helping low-income families become middle-income families and middle-income families do even better, so that your help, whether it's financially or it's with time or it's with advocacy, goes a lot further than just the business that you're helping.
So here's what we would like to do. If you have a Black-owned business, just tell us about your business. And we'd like to put you on, talk about your business a little bit, get some foot traffic or get you some online sales. All we want to do is help out. All you got to do is tell us where you are. And you can do that at thebirdshow.com. All right, Kristen, there was an assignment yesterday that we must follow up with War of the Roses. Mo, can you kind of recap exactly what happened yesterday?
All right, so we were talking to our listener, and she was telling us that she met a former client of a company, which they didn't work directly together, but when he stopped working for the company, he eventually ran into her at a Starbucks, and he came over to talk to her. That led to them going out for dinner and drinks, and she had an amazing night and thought that things were going really well until she went to work to brag about this date, and a coworker said that she was pretty sure that this guy actually had a long-term girlfriend. She did some digging. She didn't find any evidence of it, but that led her to ask us to do a War of the Roses, where we gave him an option to send flowers to whomever he chose, and he ended up sending flowers to a woman who was indeed his long-term girlfriend, and telling her that he loves her and that he is happy that she is his forever Valentine, in which Kristen then came up with the amazing and diabolical idea to have her go and actually buy the flowers from Kroger and send them to this woman, and actually deliver them herself to the woman and take a picture of it and then send it to the guy and block him.
So she was going to like pretend to be delivering the flowers.
Yeah, for the first time ever, our War of the Roses to catch a cheater was actually going to do a delivery.
So just take a picture, not mention it at all to the girlfriend or anything, and then just send him the picture via text or email or whatever, so he would get totally and completely freaked out.
Yeah, so it's like the confirmation pic that you get from like Amazon or DoorDash. And the reason why the idea popped up is because a girl, there was like a funny meme going, and she sent her boyfriend flowers, and the DoorDash guy took a picture of him receiving the flowers, and he looked so, it was just a funny picture. And I was like, oh, well, we can do that.
It's a really great idea.
Our florist can do confirmation pictures and send to the, is that way you can see the joy on the person's face of receiving the flowers?
See, Dark Kristen always trying to get out a little bit.
Yeah.
You guys think she's sweet and the holes. Nah, it's in there. So did she do this or not? Because this could be one of those things where it seems like a great idea, but then in the heat of the moment, but then when you start looking at it, oh man, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to drive all the way down there and pick up the flowers and then go over there and take the picture? Nah, it's a good idea, but I'm not really going to do it. So did she do it or not? Here's the email follow-up we got today. Thank you for the brilliant, Kristen, brilliant idea, Kristen.
You're welcome.
That is rare that those two words are in the same sentence.
Save that.
I did exactly what you suggested. I stopped at Kroger and picked up 2 dozen red roses, so she did it.
What?
I even got a note and wrote his message on the card. I took several pictures. I took pictures of the bouquet. I took pictures of the card with his note. To my forever Valentine, I love you. And I also took pictures of me delivering the flowers to, now she calls her out, Todd lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
She was so excited and thought it was the sweetest thing and immediately called him to thank him and tell him that the flowers were beautiful. So I sent your producers the picture, and it seems they sent the confirmation email with photos almost immediately because I got a text from him right away. He writes, "What the hell is going on? You deliver flowers now?" Did he not quite get it?
No. Shocker.
I responded, "I only deliver to women who are being cheated on."
Dun, dun, dun.
It's a new business.
He then continued to try to justify and say that I don't know the full situation. It's not what it appears to be.
Yeah.
Then he said that I must be psycho to do something so crazy. All right.
There it is.
There it is. Let's let the gaslighting begin. I told... Is that the gaslighting sound right there? What was that?
That was supposed to be a lighter.
Okay. Let's lightsaber something in there. Okay.
I got a very intense lighter over here. I haven't used one in quite a while. I don't know if you know.
It's the highest flame on the on the Zippo.
That's like a super big.
All right. I told him I'd rather be the psycho one in the picture than the woman who is oblivious that she is standing next to the woman her man just started dating.
Boom.
Mm.
He reiterated that I don't know everything and that it's best if I just stayed out of it.
I bet.
Yeah, right? At that point, I just blocked him. Good for you. Being honest, I think I'm just going to stay out of it now. Yeah, you did the damage.
Yep.
It's the move. I'm just going to walk away and feel grateful to be spending my Valentine's Day alone rather than in a relationship with a cheater.
Preach. Do not let him... Do not for a second let him make you feel psycho, crazy, any of that. He is wrong. He is deflecting.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you he was quaking in his boots when he got that confirmation email.
Absolutely.
Kudos to you for going through with it and giving him the shock of his life.
Hey, The Bird Show.